back to Cooper and Anthony.
Remember how I used to love Kanye? Like, I loved his music. Anytime anybody would talk badly about Kanye, I would defend him, you know? I've kind of stepped away from that as of late, because not only is he just nuts, but his last couple of albums were terrible. So I feel like he's completely lost. Whatever it was, he has lost it. So one of his bodyguards, his like main bodyguard, this guy, Steve Sinulis, he just, I guess he had a non-disclosure, but it's run its course. So now he can disclose that he's been. He said that Kanye is the worst tipper, is the nastiest, most difficult, coldest person. Like, the person that should tip the most, the person that's the most difficult, is the one who should tip the most. And he didn't tip at all. He was not generous. And worse than that, their first interaction was actually incredibly hostile.
I was supposed to meet him at the studio. So when he gets there, we get to the elevator. He's like, aren't you going to push what floor we're going to? I said, well, I have no idea. My first day.
Read my mind.
So he starts ranting. You mean you didn't call ahead to find out where I'm supposed to be going? I said, no. So he's ranting and raving. I said, bro, we could do this three ways. One, you could tell me what button to press, and now I'll know. Two, you could press the button, and I'll see which one you're pressing, and then I'll know.
Right.
Or three, you could sit here all day and tell me how important your time is, and we're not going to go anywhere. And again, that was our first interaction.
That's so you could see how he was as a cop and as a parent. That feels like a real parenting thing. Like, your kid does something wrong, and you're like, okay, you've got three options.
One, I spank you. Two, I give you away to some other family. Or three, I bury you in the backyard. Which one you want?
I'm also hoping they won't count down numbers every time I do anything.
Well, you mean you didn't press the number? You didn't tell me what number to press. Oh, my God.
People. You know, his kid is like, the kid goes to school and they're like, okay, son of bodyguard, can you count? He's like, I can only count to three.
One, two, three. That's it. Yeah, you can imagine Kim being home right now nonstop with him. Because before, he would go out to the studio, he's out the clubs, he's only home maybe once a month for a couple of minutes. They have some sex, maybe have another kid, I don't know, press a few buttons. but now, he's home all the time.
Right. And yeah, you can tell they have one of those relationships that was only good because he was never around.
All program directors that want to work with us from now on, just give us three options. We're good with that. We can pick from three. Don't act like we can come up with the answers. You tell us what you want, give us three options, and we'll do one of them.
Right. And the third one should always be, you go live with another family.